Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Thank you, Swami, for this golden opportunity for all of us to gather here once again to celebrate Chinese New Year. We wish all respected elders, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, a very happy Chinese New Year. May the year of the dog bring peace, prosperity, happiness, and good health to all of us. This year, we have devotees from Indonesia, Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, and Malaysia, all gathered here in Prashanti. The theme of this year's celebration is Honor Our Parents Every Day.
亲爱的世尊，我们虔诚地臣服在您的莲花烛下，也再次祝愿您与在场的赛兄弟姐妹们新年快乐。 来到新年庆典的第二天，在场有来自马来西亚、新加坡、印尼、泰国、香港以及日本的信众，都齐聚在白善地，与您共同欢庆农历新年的到来。今年农历新年的庆典主题是时刻感恩每天孝亲，在世尊您的加持及恩典下，祝愿在场的各位以及世界各地的信众们都拥有个祥和、健康、快乐及兴旺的一年。
The merits of chanting the Heart Sutra is to destroy all suffering. Dear Bhagavan, with your permission, may we commence with the chanting of the Heart Sutra led by devotees from Jakarta, Indonesia.
亲爱的世尊，在您的恩准下，来自印尼雅加达的信众们将带领在场的赛兄弟姐妹们以唱诵心经来作为节目的开始，也愿唱诵心经功德，助一切大众度一切苦厄，离苦得乐。
无自以无得，一无所得故，菩提萨埵依般。
愿你念到梦想就近涅槃，三世诸佛弥陀若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多，四大神咒，四大明咒，四无上咒，四无等等咒，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
各位赛兄弟姐妹，今天我们的主讲者是来自马来西亚的 Dr. V.K. Ravindran 赛兄。 Dr. V.K. Ravindran 赛兄在马来西亚是一名耳鼻喉专科医生，他现在正担任第四区的主席。第四区一共有12个国家。现在让我们邀请 Dr. V.K. Ravindran 赛兄致欢迎词。
We would now like to invite the chairman for Zone 4, which covers 12 countries. He is an ENT specialist doctor by profession. May we introduce from Malaysia, Brother V.K. Ravindran, to deliver his address.
I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers, sisters of the Sai family, and my dear students. It is indeed a great occasion for the Chinese to be here on Chinese New Year's days. For a kind permission, as I walked in on 20th of February, someone asked me, Doctor, the Chinese celebration is over, isn't it? And I told him, it is not a two-day affair. The Chinese New Year celebrations in Malaysia, in Singapore, and China, Indonesia, goes to about 10 days, 10 to 15 days. And all the Chinese from the various parts of the countries go to their homes in the rural areas. There will be an exodus of people from various cities to the villages to pay respects to their parents and to be with them and have a wonderful time. So the first day was on the 15th of February when there was an exodus from my city all the way to the various parts of the state, and the entire city was bare, meaning every Chinese person wants to go home to be with his father, to be with his great father, to be with his uncles and aunties. That is something called filial piety. And this is something which has been occurring not just for today or tomorrow. It has been occurring the last many centuries. It is a special occasion for the Chinese. Brothers and sisters, let me remind you that Chinese New Year is a very special occasion. And like the zodiac calendar, they also have various animals associated with it. This year is the year of the earth dog. So that you find all the dogs in various parts of the country being part of the celebration. At midnight on the 15th, as I was sleeping, suddenly the firecrackers went off. It's not just one or two, it went on for about 4 or 5 hours till morning. That is the spirit of the Chinese New Year. And for your kind information, brothers and sisters, the Chinese people are very much attached to their parents. But we see a decline in this, in the present generation, partly because of the IT and the fact that we are in a different world today. The IT world. From a joint family system that the Chinese have practiced for centuries, and the Malayalis of Kerala have practiced joint family systems, I'm a Malay myself, for many years until 1965. Then it broke down and the nuclear family started. Which means my father, myself, my wife, my children. That's when things go wrong. And in Chinese New Year, it symbolizes the letting go of the past and welcome the new beginning. Now, I'd like to just give you a brief summary of what I have to say with regard to Swami's role in this. It was way back in 1998 that Swami appointed me as the central coordinator for the Chinese-speaking countries at Zone 4 and Zone 5. And I have carrying out this function of Chinese New Year and Buddha Purnima all these 20 years. What did I see? I see every Chinese eager to go to Puttaparthi to be a Swami. That is the spirit of the Chinese people. They want to go. And many parents are upset. Why are they going so early? But they have arisen and they come all the way here. We must really encourage them to come again and again. And right now we got about 500 of them. But hope future that I asked Swami, when will China send its people? Swami said, wait, they will come. See, Swami is so open. He said, did I tell you not? The Russians come. The Russians have invaded us. Now the Chinese will come as well. So my dear friends, I would like just to say that Swami has been a guiding force for the Chinese. And he loves the Chinese people. He always tells me, they're so very cute. They're so very nice. Very soft spoken. And all the dramas enacted here in Prashanthi Nilayam by the use of the various countries was well accepted by Swami. And Swami used to give chains, rings, etc., etc., to all those participants. That was during the time of Swami. Can I ask Udayo to put the slide, please? I'd like just to recount. I've not much of time, because I believe time is God, and we must always follow time. You all see this is the last time that Swami was with us for the child. Can you just turn and look at this picture? Maybe you can see it there. That is Brother Billy Fong helping Swami light the lamp. Let me narrate the story again. On that day, it was February the 3rd that I came down from Malaysia. And always, since it's my birthday on 3rd February, and I went to Swami and gave a letter saying that it was my birthday. For the first time I heard Swami, what did you say? I can't understand. So I could not speak. I was shocked. I couldn't believe. Swami was in pains. He was not able even to lift his head. And he came to me the next day on the 4th and asked me for a program for the Chinese New Year. And I told him, Swami, we have on the 6th, the Captain Om team bringing the Tibetan monks from Mysore. And the second day is our day, Chinese New Year celebration. Third day is the Malaysia Yatra. About 1,000 people from Malaysian countries came. And Swami didn't say anything. First day on the 6th of February, 2011, Swami did not come out. The secretary called me the next day and told me, Ravi, looks like Swami may not be coming for the celebration. I had faith in me because I believed Swami was the person who was the God who managed all these years, and he will come. I said he will come. And at 4:30 on the 7th, we waited at the Yajur Mandir there with 20 boys, and I told the boys, 4:30 to 6:30, you all must chant the Gayatri Mantra. And they stood there and sat there and chanted for 2 hours, the Chinese boys. And I was praying. My friend Pradhan told me, Dr. Ravi, it looks like Swami will not come. I have faith. Swami told me he will come. I have faith in Swami. I waited at the outside of the door of the Yajur Mandir. And lo and behold, exactly at 6:30, the door opened. Swami looked at me and smiled and said, go. I brought Swami from there with the boys in front and brought them up here. And there he saw the lighting of the lamp by Billy Fong, Swami, and myself holding the candle. Brothers, sisters, we all thought at that point in time that Swami will be with us for the entire show. Everybody was excited. Swami's here. We are going to have a show. I was praying. I know what will happen. But in my heart of hearts, I felt Swami will be there for a while. He told the boys to sing, the Prashantic boys to sing songs. They sang 3 songs. Third song came. I was at the lotus feet of Bhagavan seated there, and behind me was somebody I did not notice. I was looking at Swami all the time, and Swami told, I thought he's calling me. I want to stand up. No, sit. And the priest came and did the arati. All the faces out here looked at me and they all were glum. But I always tell them, after I told them, Swami is so ill, yet he came for all of you. That is the point. And the people who were there all were crying, because it was an occasion that Swami came out. The next day was the yatra by the Malaysians. Swami never came. We left after 4 days, but in our hearts we carried Swami with us. But we didn't realize that Swami will leave us in the month of April. So brothers and sisters, we must continue this celebration in Prashadhanilayam. When I told my patients, I'm going to put a party with the Chinese. What? Chinese? For what? In a celebration in India. They couldn't believe it. I said, I've got so many of my friends who will come. And brothers and sisters, I really expect all of you to come in full strength so that we become the torchbearers of the Satisai organization, the mission of Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
亲爱的世尊，在您的恩准下，来自马来西亚的苏济泰赛姐将带领在场的赛兄弟姐妹们唱诵观音大悲愿，也愿此观音大悲愿的功德能为大众提升慈悲菩提心，早生智慧眼。
The merits of chanting the Kuan Yin Ten Vow Mantra is for our inner journey for spiritual upliftment. Swami, may we now begin with the Kuan Yin Ten Vow chanting led by Sister Suzy from Malaysia.
Namo
亲爱的世尊，今天的主讲者是来自马来西亚的 Sister Bu 赛姐。34年前 ，Sister Bu 加入了赛这一个家庭，她曾担任妇女组的协调员以及荣誉州属秘书长。现在，她在马来西亚的柔佛州担任灵修的协调员，同时她也是自我进修计划的州属协调员。现在，让我们邀请 Sister Bu 分享她的经验。
Swami。May we now invite our next speaker, a sister from Malaysia. By the grace of Swami, our sister joined the Sai family 34 years ago. Her responsibilities to Sai has been varied and enriching. She previously held the post of Mahila Coordinator and Honorary State Secretary and is now the Spiritual Coordinator in Johor, Malaysia, where she lives.She is also the state coordinator for the Self-Transformation Program. May we invite Sister Jeannie Bu to share her experiences.
humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, today I have three stories to share with you. The first story is about my son. The second story is about a highway incident with my car. And the last one is a dream I had. I'm also having a sore throat, so if along the way I do cough, kindly excuse me. Okay. Now my first story. My family and I came to Swami in the year 1983, inspired by a book written by our Malaysian brother, Brother J. Jagadisan. The book is Journey to God, Part 1. I was astonished by the many miraculous stories in that book and quickly fell in love with this person called Satya Sai Baba. Very soon, I found a Sai center in town and my own journey to God had begun. My family soon made a trip to Brother Jagadisan's house in Kuala Lumpur. He received us very warmly and gave us many Baba-related items, one of which was a framed photograph of Swami with the third eye. On reaching home, I placed this picture standing on the table against the wall in my back room upstairs. One morning, my older son, Ernest, who was 3 years old then, came running to me, exclaiming, "Mummy, Mummy, Sai Baba has a very nice smell." I asked him how he knew that. He said, "Baba spoke to him." I asked him where. So he took my hand and led me to the back room and pointed to the picture with the third eye. "From this picture," he said, but his voice was all over the room. "And Baba called me by my name. He was so happy. Baba said, 'Ernest, share your marbles.'" Ernest had a small tin of marbles kept in his bed drawer, which he did not share with his younger brother. We know Swami has said that when he is with children, he is a child. And here, Swami had come to my child and talked to him about marbles. But at the same time, Swami taught my child to share. Every word that Swami says carries a purpose. Okay. About 3 weeks after this incident, I decided to use Indian joss sticks for my prayers. I bought some jasmine-scented ones, and when I lit the first one, Ernest exclaimed, "Mummy, Sai Baba is this smell." And I thought, wow, it has been some weeks ago since Baba came to him, and he still remembers the smell, and he's only 3 years old. Indeed, Baba had come to him. So now my second story. In 1991, we experienced another incident which indicated how Swami always plans in advance for his devotees. One night, my husband and I were driving back to our hometown after attending a function in Kuala Lumpur. It was past midnight when my husband began to feel sleepy at the wheel. We decided that it was safer to take a break to refresh. We found a bright spot under a highway street lamp where a lorry was already parked there to rest. While my husband was refreshing himself, I sat there staring up the front windshield. Suddenly, I saw smoke coming out from under the bonnet. We quickly got out to investigate. The lorry driver also came over to see what was happening. We all soon realized that our radiator had run dry. We had no water with us. The lorry driver was very kind. He went to his lorry and came back with a big container of water and he slowly poured that into our radiator, but it was no use because the radiator was already leaking. Now what could we do? Stranded on the highway at that hour, I called out to Baba for help. I had with me a packet of vibhuti. I sprinkled some on the radiator and prayed hard. Just then, a car drove past us very fast. And then, in the distance, it stopped and reversed, started to reverse. It then stopped about 20 meters from where we were standing. A man came up from the driver's side and walked towards us. When he got nearer, I saw that he was my own brother. My brother too was surprised that it was indeed us. He thought the two people standing by the car looked like us. That was why he reversed to check. He soon learned of our problem and suggested that we get help from the highway interchange some distance away. This was before the era of mobile phones, okay? And the people at the interchange called a tow truck for us. We waited. The tow truck came and towed our car to the nearest workshop. And we continued our journey home in my brother's car. Just imagine that. At that time, my brother was working in Penang, a city in the north of the country, which is about 8 to 9 hours drive to our hometown in the south. He had no plans to go home that day, but had felt a strong urge to do so. So immediately after his work, he left for home. In my heart, I knew it was Swami who prompted him to go home. The miracle of this incident was the timing. Had my brother passed by that spot earlier, we would not have been there yet. Swami had choreographed the whole timing so perfectly. Only he would know our every move, even before it takes place. I shall now conclude with a dream story which I had before my very first trip to see Baba. It was in the year 1985. The trip also included my father and a sister-in-law. 2 weeks before the trip, I had a dream where I was in this big house with a big central staircase in the middle of the hall. To the right of the staircase where I was standing, I saw that a bhajan was going to start. And then I saw a man wearing a grey robe standing there looking at me. I looked at him too, and I said to myself, he looks like Lord Rama, even though I had no idea how Lord Rama looks like. And as we were both sitting down, still facing each other, he looked into my eyes and he said, I can recognize you. You are my old devotee. And in that instance, I knew he was Sai Baba. And almost immediately, I felt a smack on my chest so hard that I was awakened by it. I quickly woke my husband up and related the dream to him. And in all that time, the pain was still on my chest. The dream was real. 2 weeks later, we were ready to leave for India. We excitedly arrived at the airport. There, we met a group of Chinese Sai devotees from Kuala Lumpur. After talking to them, we realized how ill-prepared we were for our stay in Puttaparthi. We were taken aback by our own ignorance. But their leader told us not to worry. They will accommodate us and even share their food with us. That was like kindness dropped from heaven. On arrival at Parthi, the crowd was huge. It was Swami's 60th birthday celebration. I saw some people setting up their living spaces in corridors. And here we were, housed so comfortably in the round building. I was overwhelmed with gratitude. when my eyes first caught sight of Swami in the far distance, I became emotional. Am I really seeing you, Swami? Am I really in your puttapati? And on the evening of Swami's birthday, 23rd November 1985, my sister-in-law and I were rushing to the canteen to have our dinner. We bumped into Brother Pang, a Sai brother from Malaysia. He quickly told us that he had just come from the delegates conference where Swami had announced, "Whoever is gathered here today is the same congregation of people gathered during Lord Rama's coronation." I was stunned. Suddenly, my dream had meaning. Was that why, in the dream, I saw Lord Rama and Sai Baba being the same person? Was that why Swami told me that I was his old devotee? I was so excited that when I reached the canteen, I could hardly eat. Dear brothers and sisters, the story about my son, the incident on the highway, and the dream I had all go to demonstrate that Swami is always with us. Thank you, Swami, for coming into my life. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your time. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sister Bu, for your share. Dear Sister Bu, the guitar is from the traditional Chinese traditional blowpipe instrument. Its range is wide,音色清亮，表现力丰富。接下来，来自印尼雅加达的 Paramita Putri Santosa 赛姐将为我们呈现古筝演奏，曲目是 O Sai Narayana。
Swami, we would now like to invite a sister from Indonesia to play the song O Sai Narayana on the guitar.May we present Sister Paramita Putri Santosa.
亲爱的世尊，接下来的演出是源于中国四川的川剧艺术变脸。变脸大师将身穿五彩缤纷的服装，利用特殊技巧，在短短几秒内利用挥手、转头或者舞弄扇子的动作，毫无破绽地换上不同的脸谱。每一个脸谱代表的是川剧里的各种角色。现在有请来自马来西亚的罗青荣赛兄为我们带来变脸。
变脸 literally meaning face changing is an ancient Chinese dramatic art that is part of the Chinese Sichuan opera. Performers wear brightly colored costumes and move to quick dramatic music.They also wear vividly colored masks, typically depicting well-known characters from the opera, which they change from one face to almost instantaneously to another with a swipe of a fan, a movement of the head, or wave of the hand. Swami, may we present a performance by Brother Lo of Malaysia.
感谢罗青荣赛兄为我们带来的变脸。亲爱的世尊，接下来来自马来西亚的 Brian White 赛兄和 Jasmine N 赛姐将带来二胡与古筝的合奏。Brian White 赛兄和 Jasmine N 赛姐也是马来西亚一家音乐艺术学院的院长。
Swami, once again we have a special recital on the 二胡, a traditional Chinese string instrument and the guzheng. They are the principals of the Art Melody Music Academy in Malaysia. May we present Brother Brian Mui and Sister Jasmine Ng from Malaysia.
亲爱的世尊，感谢您赐予我们机会来准备今天的项目，以及恩准我们的表演。今天在您的恩准下，来自马来西亚的赛兄弟以及印尼南洋智慧学校的学生们，将为大家带来一场以孝道为主的音乐话剧，剧名为《中华文化开化的奠基石》。话剧表演完毕后，我们将以八卷为今年的农历新年庆典演出做个圆满的结束。我们非常感谢各位赛兄弟姐妹这两天农历新年庆典活动所给予的支持与帮助。
Our next item is a sketch by our brothers from Malaysia, followed by a special presentation by the children of Nanyang Zhehui and Bajan. The title of the sketch is Cornerstone of Chinese Civilization.We would like to thank each and every one of you here who has participated or helped in any way, and to all our brothers and sisters who have helped us finally having our program here over the last 2 days. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for all your love. We love you, Swami. Jai Sairam.
Uncles and aunties, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate our Chinese New Year, it is always part of our Chinese tradition to honor our parents. Above all things else, filial piety is considered to be the cornerstone of Chinese civilization and progress. But, unfortunately,Children these days tend to abandon their responsibilities and put their aged parents in old folks' homes. Alas, even as the mother languishes in a home, she thinks of the comfort of her own son, as the following sketch illustrates.
How are you, Ma? You have been in this home for so many years.
Well, I've been in this home for many years. I know it was difficult for you to keep me in your own home with your growing family. There was no room for me, and I was of no use.To anyone anymore.
Ma, please don't say that.
It is true. In these modern times, we, the old, are such a burden to the young. As such, old folks' home are the only way out.
Ma.You have never spoken like this before. No, Ma, don't say this.
Because I know my days are nearing. And before I close my eyes, Can you please make some improvement to this home? Son, please change the old fan into a new one. Please change the window and make it bigger so that it will be more airy. Please change that mattress as it is too hard.
Ma, Ma, you have never complained till now. Why now? Why?
Because someday when your own children put you here, I want you to be more comfortable than I've been.
Ma! Ma, no! No, you are not going to stay here for even another minute. Come, come, come back to my home now, Ma. Come back with me.
In the modern era of globalization, the opportunities the young get are vast. As children fly away from the nest to distant lands, parents are left in the care of mates or nursing homes. The children fly back just to attend the funerals and to divide the properties. Rarely are there filial sons like Eugene in the following scene. Eugene, why do you look so worried and thoughtful? Did you have a bad day at work?
Pa, I just got this job offer from the United States. They are paying me 10 times more than my current meager salary here. They want me to report for work in the States in a week's time.
I am so glad that you got this better job offer. You should take up the offer.
Pa, but who will look after you and Mum? Moreover, Mum has not been well for the last many months.
I will manage. Don't worry.
Pa, this is my dream job. The offer is tempting, but...
No buts. I will take care of everything. Your future is more important than we are, I'm sure. Mama will want nothing but the best for you.
I know you and Ma love me and will think of nothing but the best for me. But our beloved Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba has said, if you honor your mother, the mother of the universe would guard you from any harm. If you honor your father, the father of all beings will guard you. This is as true as the fact that if you honor your parents, your children will honor you. I will look after you and Mum always.
Please, son, go ahead. Accept the offer. We shall manage.
Pa, sir,
son,
I will never leave you and Mum, Pa.
Oh, son, son. Or poor. Love for parents knows no boundaries. Our concluding sketch depicts the sincere love of a son who cherishes what he has to do for his aged mother, never considering the aged mother a burden. He forsakes promises of a good life for the well-being of his mother, even if it is hard work.
In ancient China, during the Western Han Dynasty, a man named Jiang Ge lived in a place called Qi. Ever since his father died, he lived with his mother, and wherever he went, he used to carry her on his back. He would climb the tallest trees to pluck some fruits for her, and he would do anything to make her life comfortable. One day, a band of robbers attacked them.
My mother, I will do anything, but please, please don't harm my mother.
You are very well built. Why don't you join us? We will look after you and give you all that you need. Join us and we will ride away.
The boy knew that these could make a total difference to his life. There will be no more need to suffer and no more pain to endure. He could have agreed to that offer, but he said,
I am grateful to your kindness, but my mother is advanced in years. I can't leave her uncared for.
I am touched by your filial piety. It's okay. I will leave both of you food, which will help you along for the next few days.
As the robbers left that day, the tears of his mother that flowed unknowingly due to the love shown by her son invoked pride and strength, the grace from which sustained the good fortune for the son for years to come.
Once again, let us this year re-pledge our love and adoration for our parents. They who have toiled all their lives for our well-being and happiness and sacrificed without any limitations. Let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer. And let faith be the bridge you built to overcome evil and welcome good. And now, the finale of these 2 days of celebrations is a song entitled The Kneeling Lamb, which is a song on filial piety, which is very much cherished and popular amongst our Chinese community. This song will be presented by the students of Nanyang Qihui. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bye. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Anantam Brahma.
Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpada Deepa Ashrita Kalpada Deepa Akalpa Akshava Om Jai Jagadish Hari Mata Pita Guru Devamu Mariantayu Neeve Swami Mariantayu Neeve Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hari Om Vararupa Ojasvi Bhaktai Mahadeva Satya Sai Mahadeva
Sukhino bhavantu. Om Shanti 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 He.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai.